This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stephon Tuitt is being reported by ESPN out for the year. At least that's their report. We'll find out some more as we push along. But it's not going to be good news with that pectoral muscle and Stephon Tuitt. This is kind of the norm with Stephon Tuitt. Plays well, gets hurt. Feels like to me, Chris, Stephon Tuitt and Jameson Taillon are two bright young stars that are snake bitten by injuries. That's two guys that just can't get their careers totally off the ground because of injuries. But to look at Tuitt right now in his place on this team, there was a way in which this team could maybe sustain the Ben injury, a way that they could maybe get through it, but they needed a guy like him to stay healthy. This is the worst possible news at the worst possible time.
Yeah, the only thing that would make it worse would be if we find out that T.J. Watt or Joe Hayden's injuries are long-term as well. Tuitt and Hayward, when both are healthy, make this defensive front completely different. And we've seen that when one or the other or both are not 100%, and this is over the years. I'm not talking about this season in particular, but over the past half dozen years, when both of them aren't healthy and 100%, it affects the way this defense plays. Now, maybe the linebackers are so much more improved this year, both on the outside and inside, that they can make up for it. Maybe some combination of Javon Hargrave and Tyson Alualu can be enough to make up for Tuitt's absence, but I have a hard time believing that the way Tuitt played through the first five games and first five snaps of game six, that they'll be able to make up for his loss.
And in 2017, he got that five-year contract extension, did so in September of 2017. That takes him out for a long time. He's got three more seasons on that contract, Jim, 14.9 on the cap next year. This is a guy that at the time, it was worth investing in, most people thought, right? Heavy upfront money he got here. And he spent most of his rookie season coming off the bench. He got into that defensive line rotation. And always with Tuitt, it's when healthy, he's been a difference maker. But man alive, like I said, it feels like he's the Jameson Taillon of football for this team.
Yeah, that's a pretty good comparison. And it's not, you know, this isn't like some guy who gets hurt because he's out of shape.
Right.
And it's just one of those things. And what has he had, one season where he's played every game? And that's it. And now this, you know, to go out with 10 games to go, we talked about this yesterday on a just-in-case basis. Alualu, he had a really good game the other night.
In 25 snaps, but they need to ramp up. That's where it is, right?
Well, actually, maybe the good part there is that he did only play 25 snaps, which indicates that other guys like, you know, even McCullers, who's a guy who's underachieved in his career, that he's going to get more looks and that maybe he'll be able to come through. I've always liked Hargrave, you know, not just the nickname Wobble, which, you know, that's a great name. But I think he can be a productive player. But, you know, do they have to use different packages where, you know, you're going to...
Oh, they're going to have to break it up. You can't just hand all the snaps to one guy or the other.
No, and that's why they do that anyway. Even with Tuitt and Hayward are going to get
but
time off.
That's part of the problem here is there's a trickle-down effect now.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if Alualu and Wobble take up more snaps, okay, they're going to play more. Who's behind them now? And that defensive line rotation that we've seen work for them through the first third of the season.
The real, true depth.
Yes, it's not. That rotation is not going to be the same. It's not going to exist. And I keep coming back to just Tuitt personally. At this point in his career, a year that we talked about coming into it that had to be big for him to really prove that this contract's going to pay off, and it's a lost season now.
And I'll tell you, and this is just kind of going, you never want to see anybody get hurt. But I had, you know, and this was from afar, at the grocery store not long ago, a personal interaction. It wasn't even mine. I saw Stephon Tuitt. You can't miss him. He's gigantic,
he's
especially.
Dude. It's a large human.
Naturally, always Notre Dame clothes on. The guy, he loves Notre Dame. And he's with his little son, right? And a person, a woman, walks up to him and goes, you know, I'm a big Notre Dame football fan. I just wanted to say hello. And he stood there. And I didn't, I wasn't involved in this conversation any much than just looking at it from about 30 feet away. And the guy just stood there and took the time to talk to her. And it was on, I think it was like a Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Just took the time to talk to her. It was right around camp time. And I'm thinking like, and he's got his son, and his son's crawling, grabbing stuff off of shelves and everything else. Just, it's you never root for anybody to get hurt, but you root for the nice guys to stay healthy even more.
That's where the analogy to the Tyone situation continues, is off the field, and that he's a very good person as well.
And now we
makes it that much harder to swallow.
It does.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.